invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor Mr. J. Carroll Nash in the title role of Luigi Vasco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. A year ago, when Luigi Vasco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write her and tell her about his adventures. So now, we look over Luigi's shoulder as he writes another letter to Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's been 1 year since I left Italy to come to America. America is a wonderful country. It is so big, it make a man feel big to be part of. But there is one thing here making me feel very small. Pasquale's a daughter. Pasquale never leave me alone. Always he say, when are you going to marry my Rosa? Mamma mia, I never marry her. I stay bachelor. So I'm a happy man. Because in the morning, when the sun shines, I take old antique chair outside of my store, and I sit for a little while and just relax. This I do this morning when my 12-year-old general manager, Jimmy O'Connor, he said to me,
Boss, did you sell anything today?
Yes.
Great. What'd you sell?
This chair I'm sitting in.
Well, who'd you sell it to?
Me.
Boss, I just can't understand you.
What's wrong with me buying a chair? I love this chair. I pay $40 for it. I sell it to myself for $70.
Gee, boss.
No more talking, Jimmy. I'm relaxed. And you got to get to school. You'll be late.
Okay, boss. But if a customer comes by and likes that chair, please, stand up.
Goodbye, Jimmy. He's a nice boy, Jimmy, but too much of a businessman. It's nice to just sit and think about things. Little things and the big things. Little things like the sun on my face and the good feeling inside. And the bigger things, like me, Luigi Vasco, sitting in front of his own store in Chicago, city of the United States of America. It feels good. Feels good. America, I love you. You like a papa.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
From my store, I see you sit in the sun, so I say, Pasquale, we have a talk with Luigi.
About what, Pasquale?
Guess.
How many chances do you give me?
One.
Rosa.
Right. Luigi, I make up my mind. You gotta get married.
Please, Pasquale. I relax in the sun. I don't want to talk about the Rosa. Can you talk about something else?
All right. Don't get excited. I don't got to talk about a Rosa. I can talk about other things.
Okay. We talk about other things. Well?
I'm not the happy talking about other things.
What do you promise? You got it.
All right. It's a fine morning, eh, Luigi?
Si, Pasquale. It's a fine morning.
There's only one way to appreciate a morning like this. Like me. I'm a wake up. I'm a hear my wife in the kitchen. I'm a smell of the coffee. I'm a go in. She's got a fine breakfast. That's how it is with a wife. How you like it, is she?
Fine. Tomorrow I come over. I have a breakfast with you.
That's not what I mean. You need a wife to make a breakfast in your own kitchen.
That's nice, Pasquale. If your wife no mind coming over.
Please, Luigi, don't make me mad. You know what I'm talking about.
See, what do you always talk about, the Rosa? But now I'm a relax. I don't want to talk.
Luigi, don't forget you owe me $800 to start an antique store. I only lend you this money so you marry my Rosa. Why you no go through with a bargain?
Because Rosa is no bargain. Also, you never tell me this when I first borrow the money.
Luigi, once and for all, we gotta settle this.
Please, Pasquale.
It's the time a man of your age you think about a marriage.
I think about it when I find a girl.
What do you think a Rosa is?
You see, that even you're not sure.
Luigi, you make me mad. Now, I'm going to tell you final. You already find the girl. Rosa, she's for you.
No.
Oh, listen, Luigi. Rosa's not to get any younger.
Only fatter. She's not the fat, she's a jolly. Is a lot of jolly.
Now, listen to me, Luigi. Bachelor life is a no life for you. Just a thing. You're hungry, you want somebody to cook for you. There's a Rosa.
There's a Rosa.
Then maybe you want somebody for the romance. There's a Rosa.
There's a Rosa.
You decided to have a family, 2-3 bambinos. There's a Rosa.
There's a Rosa.
You get old, you want a company. There's a Rosa.
There's a Rosa.
You die, then you want a loyal wife to put a flower on your grave. There's a Rosa.
Please, now I'm dead. Make her leave me alone.
Okay. I stop talking about a Rosa again. I talk about something else. What do you have for breakfast this morning? Eh?
Piece of bread, glass of milk. I make it myself.
Poor countryman of Luigi. You know what I'm having for breakfast? I got a sausage. You made it just the right with a garlic with a little spaghetti on the side of it. Then I have eggs. You made it just the right with the butter and a little more spaghetti on the side. Then to wash it down, I get a brown coffee. Made it just the right with a cream and a sugar and a little more spaghetti on the side. And then I have the orange juice.
Wait. With the spaghetti on the side?
No, Luigi. With the orange juice, I have a ravioli on the side. Now, how you like a breakfast like that, eh?
Oh, Pasquale. I know I have a breakfast like that since I live in Italy. And my mama, she make it for me.
It's a funny thing, but unless my nose, she lies, I'm a smell of breakfast like that coming from your kitchen.
It's impossible. But I smell it, too.
That's very strange, Luigi. Who could be back there?
Papa, why you ask questions like that? I'm back here.
Well, it's a Rosa. What a surprise. How you getting in Luigi's kitchen?
Papa, you crazy? You know how I get in Luigi's kitchen. You wake me up at 5 a.m, you buy me a new apron, you send me over to cook, and then you...
All right, shut up your face. Get her back in the kitchen. Papa's handling everything.
Okay, Papa.
Hey, Pasquale. What are you doing?
Please, Luigi, is that all you can talk about, Rosa? We'll talk about something else.
No, now is it necessary to talk about Rosa. What's she doing in my kitchen?
Okay, I explain. Luigi, you're not fair to yourself or to Rosa. You never give yourself a chance to see maybe you like a Rosa. Show appreciation. Go inside, eat, talk. Maybe you like her.
But Pasquale, I'm...
Luigi, just a breakfast. Go inside, eat.
But Pasquale...
Please, Luigi, you're making me nervous. Go in and sit at the table and talk with her. It's like make her believe in marriage. See how you like it.
I make believe I'm married to Rosa?
Just for 10 minutes. So what do you say?
I want a divorce.
Listen, Luigi, I'm not asking her for much. Just that you give Rosa a chance.
No.
Look, she's to make a nice breakfast for you. Is it wrong to waste the food? Go out in and eat, eh?
Well, all right. I go in and eat. Well, that's all I do.
No, you're talking to my boy. Go ahead.
Please, stop a pushing. Hello, Rosa.
Hello, Luigi.
I come to eat the breakfast you make.
Yes, Luigi. Sit down. Everything's ready on the table. You like my new apron?
Pass me the spaghetti.
You like me, Luigi?
It's a good spaghetti.
Oh, Luigi, you make me so happy.
Please, I only say it's a good spaghetti.
Oh, Luigi.
Oh, don't be sad, Ross. You and me, we'll be good friends, huh? Here's an applicant. Don't cry. Oh, I wipe away one tear you miss. It's on a last chin.
I don't believe in my eyes.
What's the matter, Pasquale?
My Rosa, she's so happy she's crying.
But, Papa...
But, Pasquale...
Don't explain it, children. You got my blessing.
But, Papa...
Mr. Rosa, you've done your part, and now Papa should do his part. You go back and help your mama. I make all of the arrangements.
Okay, Papa.
Well, Luigi, we're going to have a big wedding. I have 100 people there.
99. I'm not showing up.
What?
You make a mistake. I'm not the man of Rosa.
What do you mean? I'm going to see you try to kiss her. I'm going to see her cry. Either one is a mean of marriage.
Pasquale, not try to trick me. I was nicer to Rosa. But I'm not the man, her.
Oh, you get me so mad. After all of my trouble, this is all you can say to me?
No. Thanks for the breakfast.
Luigi, you make me so angry, someday I'm going to tell a policeman.
What do you mean? Is there no crime not to marry Rosa?
No, no, but it's against the law for a bachelor man to adopt a little boy without a mama. That's what I mean.
You mean a Jimmy O'Connor? But everybody know he live with me.
In America, a boy must have a mother. If somebody's a tell a policeman, you're going to have to give him up.
Who would tell us such a thing?
Somebody who don't like you, and I don't like you.
I don't give up a Jimmy. I go to jail, and he go with me. He's like my son, my friend, my only friend.
Luigi, boy needs a mother. You need a wife. Marry Rosa, you got a boat.
Mamma mia.
Well, what do you say, my son?
Goodbye, Papa.
Hello, Luigi. Why, what's the matter? You're shaking.
I'm in a big trouble, my teacher, Miss Spaulding.
Now, calm yourself and tell me what's the matter.
Pasquale, he just come into my store. He say I must get the wife to hurry up a quick or a policeman to come and take a Jimmy away. Is it not the truth, is it, Miss Spaulding?
No, but the authorities do prefer to place orphans with families or in recognized institutions.
But you never tell me this when I take Jimmy.
Well, I've been reporting regularly to Judge Norton in the juvenile court. He's extremely sympathetic, and I...
Then if Pasquale is right, I must get married.
Well, I wouldn't say must.
How else did Jimmy can have a mother?
You must have met girls in your neighborhood.
I met, but it cost the money to take a girl out. Once I take out Carlotta Perino. She's Antonio Perino's daughter. You know, the grocery man. We have a dinner in a place downtown in a loop. Check. $1.20.
Well, that's not so bad.
But she eat more than me. Who knows what the heart check came to? No. No, I don't have money to go look for a wife. I guess I go see Doc. He find me a wife.
Who's Doc?
He sell used cars.
I don't understand.
He also takes a bet on the horses and arranges marriages.
Luigi, a marriage broker is an old country custom. In America, a man usually finds his own wife.
That's what I think too, Miss Spaulding. I always think, in America, I find a beautiful girl with brown eyes like a chestnut, with brown hair like tree in autumn. She speak like she born here. She like children. She like antiques, too. Old antiques like in my store. And the young antique like me. I learn good English. And I say nice thing. I make love in new language. Sure, it's very romantic in old language and old country. But here in America, it's more romantic. Take a walk on the biggest streets with the lights, with lots of people, looking at stores at nice things. Maybe not even a buy. Just to look is a pleasure. Go for a ride on top of a bus. Everything here is adventure. Maybe, girl, don't laugh because I talk with a small accent. Maybe it's because she know that someday I'll be first-class American.
Yes, Luigi. There is a girl like that for you. A girl who love you and Jimmy and will want to help you and be a teacher to you both.
Don't say no more, Miss Spaulding. I accept.
Luigi, I mean, well, I wasn't referring to myself.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Spaulding. I don't mean to embarrass you. It's a test.
Oh, quite all right, Luigi. It was a mutual misunderstanding. I'm very fond of both you and Jimmy, but I...
No need to explain. I understand. Is it the same with me and Rose?
What I mean is...
All right, Miss Spaulding. I go see marriage broker Doc. I no find a girl like you, but I find somebody.
I'm sorry, Luigi.
That's all right, Miss Spaulding. If I do this, one thing is sure. Jimmy and all of my other American kids, they're going to find own wife or own husband, and they're going to live good. Like their papa, Luigi. Dream good.
And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
So you see, Mamma Mia, I got a big problem. If I don't get married, maybe I lose the little bambino Jimmy O'Connor. But already I love him like my own son. So I decided to take no chances and go see Doc, the marriage broker. So soon I will be a married man, and I know you will love my wife. Only trouble, I don't know if I will. But anyway, I go, and I'm knocking on the door of Doc, marriage broker, politician, and he used the car salesman.
Come in, friend. Come in.
Hello, Doc.
Well, it's Luigi, my fine Italian friend. Happy Columbus Day, Luigi. Happy Columbus Day.
But it's not the Columbus Day.
It's not, huh? Well, he's a great man anyhow. A great man, Columbus. If he hadn't discovered America, I might be sitting here in India. Great people, the Indians, but with reservations, of course.
Doc.
Excuse me. I'm a very, very busy man. Hello, Doc speaking. What? You're calling about the ad in today's paper. Yes. It's a 39 Chevy. Is it clean? Why, this car was owned by an elderly school teacher who only drove it between school and her garage. The dear old lady treated it like it was a baby. You want to see it today? Well, I'll have to check and see if it's ready. Call me back in an hour. Right with you, Luigi, right with you. I'm a big man. Very busy. Hello, Pete. Say, about that Chevy. Did you fix the glass with the bullet holes yet? Okay, Pete, fine. Goodbye.
Doc, I gotta see you back.
All right, Luigi, I know just what you came to see me for. You want a good used car.
No, Doc, I want to get married.
Ah, well, I'll get out my catalog. Here we are. What a catalog this is. I have the most beautiful women in the world in this catalog. Like this one?
No.
How about this one?
Oh, no.
Luigi, I think there's only one way to solve the whole problem.
How?
Forget the wife, buy a car.
But, Doc, I must get married.
Must. Oh, there's an urgency about it. Well, let's see. I got just a girl for... Just got a girl. Got just happened to have just a girl. Hello? Mrs. Gotts, please. Oh, this is Mrs. Gotts. Now, this is Doc. Tell me, how's your husband? What? He's getting better? Oh, that penicillin. Hi, Mrs. Gotts. Check again in 2 weeks. Now, I just shows you can't trust doctors today.
But, Doc, what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do, I got to find a wife quick.
Luigi, you're too particular. Now, if I find something for you, I'll get in touch with you. Right now, I haven't got a thing.
But, Doctor...
No, somebody's here. I'll get in touch with you later if anything turns up.
Please, Doctor, it's impossible.
I know, Luigi. Hey, wait a minute. No, not that way. Go out the back. You see, I never like different clients to see each other.
Oh, all right. I know a girl who to marry. Goodbye, Doc.
Well, come in, friend. Come in.
Hello, Doc.
Well, it's Pasquale, my fine Italian friend. Happy Columbus Day.
Huh?
Haven't seen you in a long time. What do you want to see me about?
My daughter, Rosa.
Rosa. No, I don't ever remember seeing her around. What is she like?
An angel, a little angel. Some man is going to be a lucky fella if he's to get her.
Well, then, what do you need me for?
I can't find a lucky fella.
But, Pasquale, I should think a shrewd businessman like you wouldn't have any trouble getting a husband for his daughter.
I'm not so shrewd. I waste a lot of time and money on a fella and nothing has happened. Now, I'm tired of having my poor little Rosa without a husband. She's such a little darling. Such a sweet angel. I gotta get rid of that girl.
Well, now, that's what Doc is here for, Pasquale, to lend a helping hand at a price.
What price?
Shall we say $100?
I don't bargain. I give you $100 and a free dinner, Doc.
Let's make it 90 and forget about the dinner. It just so happens that a fellow was in here only a minute ago who is dying to get married.
That's wonderful. He's got money?
He's got better than money.
Huh?
Yeah. He's got his own business. Now, you just go back to your store and relax, and I'll bring him to you like the proverbial fatted cat. Huh?
No, please, Doctor. He shouldn't be fat. You know, Rosa's a no skinny girl.
Well, now, you trust me, Fran. Just wait till you meet him. Oh, you're going to love
it. I don't have to wait. Any man who's married by Rosa, I love him already.
Hello, Pasquale, my friend. Hello.
Hello, Luigi.
I decided to make you very happy.
You decided to make me happy?
Si.
Huh?
I'm going to make you so happy, you're going to drop dead when I tell you. Pasquale, I'm going to marry Rossi. I have a big talk with myself, and I decide it's a mistake to marry a stranger. I marry Rossi and take a chance.
You sure you're going to marry Rosa?
Yes.
Positive you're going to marry Rosa?
You want to talk me out of it, Papa?
Don't call me Papa. I'd throw you out of my place.
But this morning you said to me, Luigi, please marry Rosa.
Listen, Luigi, you have your chance, you don't take. In America, opportunity to say hello only once. You know, open the door, opportunity to go next door.
It's all right. I live next door.
You're crazy. You think you're the only pebble on the beach, eh? I got other fella for Rosa. A businessman, rich, has his own business. He doesn't need my money.
I sue you for breach of promise. I'm going to get a lawyer. And I'm going...
Well, here I am, Pasquale, right on the job.
Oh, Luigi.
Just the man I'm looking for.
Well, hold out of your arms, Doc. I'm going to throw him right at you.
Oh, Pasquale, I'm surprised at you. This is no way to treat your future son-in-law.
Don't tell me how... What do you say, Doc?
Well, I mean, Luigi's the man I was telling you about in my office. He needs a wife. You got a daughter. The issue seems clear to me. As that great philosopher once said, gentlemen, and he made a lot of sense.
Wait a minute. You clear me up, Doc. You tell me you come over and you take me to meet a fella for Rosa, no?
My exact words with a slight inflection.
And Luigi, is it a fella, no?
No doubt about it. This is the man. In fact, he saved me the trouble by coming to the store himself. So you see, my job is done. From the looks of things, you two should be very unhappy. But as the great philosopher once said, unhappiness is caused. There's no doubt about it, my friend. And goodbye, gentlemen. I leave you with two words. Ah, yes.
Luigi. Hello, Luigi. Hello, my son-in-law.
Goodbye, Papa.
Wait a minute, Luigi, my friend. I lose my temper before.
That's all right, Pasquale. You find it again.
I'm no mean what I say. I get excited. The words are spilling from my mouth like a wine is a spilling from a bottle.
Forget it, Pasquale.
You forget it, too?
Sure.
Then do you marry Rosa?
I forget that, too.
Listen to me, Luigi.
Take it easy. If you change your mind, I change mine. That's called fair exchange.
No, you don't mean it, this, Luigi. You marry Rosa. She likes you. She likes Jimmy, too. You know, today, just today, she say to me, Papa, I like Jimmy.
Rosa say that?
Sure. I make him my grandson. My wife, Teresa, she make him a grandma.
Well, it's pretty nice for Jimmy to have grandpa, grandma, mama all in one time. Okay, Pasquale. Okay. Here's the deal. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, boss. Say, what were you doing at Doc? You buying a used car, boss?
No, don't be silly, Jimmy. I can't even afford to buy a new one.
Then you're not. Boss, you're not.
Not what?
You're not getting married, are you? Because Doc's a marriage broker.
No, Jimmy, I never marry a stranger.
Well...
I marry Rosa.
Rosa?
She like you, Jimmy.
But you don't like her.
I always like Rosa, Jimmy.
You never did before.
I began it this morning.
Are you sure, boss?
Positive. Now we're all happy.
I'm not going to let you do this, Mr. Luigi.
You're not going to let me do this, huh? I'm the boss, not you. If I marry a girl, I marry her because I want to. You got nothing to do with it. You stay out of my love life. If I say to you I like a rosa, don't argue with me or I fire you.
But, boss, I was only
trying to... Never mind. Jimmy, I know what's the best for you.
Hello, Luigi. Hello, Jimmy.
Miss Spaulding.
This is Judge Norton, Luigi.
Judge Norton from a juvenile court?
How do you do, Mr. Bosco? Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
I already fixed everything, Judge.
Jimmy, would you excuse us for a moment?
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, Judge. I only find out about the law this morning. And I already make arrangements to marry Rosa as soon as possible.
Miss Spaulding mentioned her. Do you love Rosa?
Does the law say I must love her, Judge?
No, but unless there is love, you still haven't provided the proper atmosphere for Jimmy.
Then what I do, Judge? What I do?
I came out here, Mr. Bosco, because Miss Spaulding told me about your difficulty. I wanted to meet you and see for myself the kind of environment and home you've provided for the boy.
In the back is too small a bedroom. Kitchen.
No. I don't mean that.
Here is a store. All the statues. American presidents. Colonial furniture.
Jimmy does know his American history, Judge.
I've examined his report cards at school. And Miss Spaulding has given you, Mr. Bosco, an excellent recommendation.
I do the same for her, Judge.
I still feel that Jimmy should have a mother. But as long as he's a fine student and is happy, I think we can let this matter rest. I won't review this case for another 6 months.
6 months? Thank you, Judge. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Spaulding. Jimmy! He'd be so happy, Judge.
Yes, boss?
Jimmy, we don't have to get married. Not for 6 months.
Oh, that's great.
Please, Judge, do you want a statue? Pick out any one you want.
I'll drop in some other time and buy one.
You don't buy, Judge. I give you.
But, boss...
Shut up, Jimmy.
Hey, Luigi, I'm sitting on a pins and a needles waiting for you.
I think you're stuck, Pasquale.
What do you mean?
I don't marry Rosa.
Is that to sell? You don't marry Rosa. Listen to me, Luigi. Twice in one a day you say you marry Rosa, and twice you say no.
He's consistent, Mr. Pasquale.
Never mind you. You don't marry Rosa, Luigi, I go straight to the police. I go to the judge in 1 minute, and I tell him...
You tell him in 1 second. Pasquale, here is the Judge in Austin.
Him? First, I'm a think is a statue. Good afternoon, Judge.
How do you do, Mr. Pasquale?
Please, Sir Judge, make him marry Rosa.
That's entirely up to Mr. Bosco. I've just told him that he has 6 months in which to find a mother for Jimmy.
So now, Pasquale, I wait the 6 months.
Maybe you wait the 6 months, but I'd be here first thing tomorrow morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to listen this coming Sunday night when Life with Luigi joins Jack Benny in the great new lineup of programs over CBS. And hear Luigi Basco write another letter to Mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production, written by Hi Kraft and Cy Howard, and stars J. Carroll Nash as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music is directed by Wilbur Hatch. Starting this coming Sunday, the first Sunday of 1949, Jack Benny comes here to CBS with all the people who have helped make his show so famous. Mary Livingston, Rochester, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and Don Wilson. You'll find Jack on CBS with the crazy situations, the absurd minor characters, his violin, and his famous Maxwell. So remember, from here on in, it's CBS Sundays at 7 Eastern Standard Time for The Jack Benny Show. Be sure to tune in the great CBS Sunday night lineup with Jack Benny, Amos and Andy, Life with Luigi, and our Miss Brooks over CBS. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.